presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City. BBC News Business.
November 27, 11:19 America, New York, Tesla sues Sweden as strikes target carmaker. The move comes after postal workers went on strike in sympathy with Tesla repair workers.
New York Times Business.
November 27, 11:05 America, New York, a three-year cruise is canceled for lack of a ship. Passengers will not be visiting Machu Picchu, the pyramids of Giza are indeed be going anywhere. Copyright. Marcus Scholes, Picture Alliance, via Getty Images. A cruise line in March announced a three-year round-the-world cruise and began signing up travelers, but it had to cancel because it did not have a ship.
New York Times Business.
November 27, 11:02 America, New York. Drake returns to number one as Dolly Parton opens big with Rockstar. The country star's rock-themed new LP debuts at number 3, becoming her highest-charting album on Billboard's all-genre Top 200. Copyright. Gina Moon for the New York Times. Drake's Scary Hours edition of his latest album, For All the Dogs, featuring 6 new songs, helped return the LP to number.
New York Times Business.
November 27, 10:40 America, New York. Warnings emerge over Emirati AI firm G42's ties to China. American spy agencies have warned about the Emirati firm G42 and its work with large Chinese companies that U.S. officials consider security threats. Copyright. Illustration by Christiana Cauchero. Photographs by Getty Images, Reuters, and via YouTube.
FX Street.
November 27, 10:30 America, New York. United States Dallas Fed Manufacturing Business Index declined to -19.9 in November from previous -19.2. United States Dallas Fed Manufacturing Business Index declined to -19.9 in November from previous -19.2.
FX Street.
November 27, 10:28 America, New York. AUD, USD to end the year at around 0.66 before tracking higher over 2024 NAB. Economists at the National Australia Bank analyze Australian economic outlook. Inflation is now clearly past its peak for this cycle in Australia. We now see a cash rate peak of 4.6% in February, with the RBA staying on hold until late 2024.
FX Street.
November 27, 10:21 America, New York. Cameco, CCJ, new bullish cycle in progress. Cameco is one of the world's largest uranium producers, involved in the exploration, mining, refining, and conversion of uranium for use in nuclear power generation.
FX Street.
November 27, 10:14 America, New York. Bank of America, BAC, bearish sequence provides floor for indices. We will look at the bearish sequence in BAC, Bank of America, and present two views that are slightly different in terms of the extent of the bounce, but both are calling for an extension lower.
BBC News Business.
November 27, 10:12 America, New York. Charlie's Bar, Fermanagh, blown away by Christmas ad response. A Northern Irish pub's take on Christmas adverts gets the John Lewis seal of approval.
FX Street.
November 27, 10:06 America, New York, U.S. New home sales tumbled to 679K in October versus 725K expected. Sales of new single-family houses in October 2023 were at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 679,000, according to estimates released jointly on Monday by the U.S. Census Bureau and the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
FX Street.
November 27, 10 o'clock America, New York. United States new home sales change, MOM, declined to -5.6% in October from previous 12.3%. United States new home sales change, MOM, declined to -5.6% in October from previous 12.3%.
FX Street. November 27, 10 o'clock America, New York. United States new home sales, MOM, registered at 0.679M, below expectations, 0.725M, in October. United States new home sales, MOM, registered at 0.679M, below expectations, 0.725M, in October. FX Street.
November 27, 9:59 America, New York, Euro, USD. Scope for dips over the next 3 months, Rabobank. Euro, USD has settled above the 1.09 level. Economists at Rabobank analyze the pair's outlook.
FX Street.
November 27, 9:59 America, New York, USD correction set to last, Commerce Bank. Over the past two trading days, the US dollar eased quite significantly.